It's the radio segment that thumb wrestles exclusively with proctologists.
Oh.
Because he likes the challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other frog burgers just don't. His first laser story is out of West Sussex, England. We all remember when McDonald's made the amazing decision to start offering breakfast all day.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Mickey D's.
But that did not happen in the UK, where their breakfast cutoff time is still 11 a.m.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Last week, a woman got in line for the McDonald's drive-thru before 11, but didn't reach the window until 11:02.
Oh, I remember that pain.
And of course, she was not allowed to get breakfast.
They're so serious about it.
Wow, and you have your heart set on an egg McMuffin.
So she did what any reasonable, hangry person would do, and she called police.
Oh my gosh. They're following their policies, officer.
Wait, do they have Florida people in the UK too?
Unfortunately for her, the cops have no authority over Mickey D's breakfast times.
Oh. Yeah.
And they said they were unable to help her.
Oh, that's too bad. Thought that they would have busted down the door with guns drawn. Make her a sandwich.
That made her even more frustrated. So police left, she told employees that she was going to wait in her car, sitting at the drive-thru window until breakfast started up again at 5 a.m. And she wasn't going to move.
How sad. I mean,
you know what, though?
They weren't like, you're not proving any points here, ma'am.
The employees thought she was nuts, but they did accept her challenge.
Ooh.
And the wait was on.
Oh my god.
The first hour went by without incident, but by 1 p.m., the woman became fidgety.
Uh-oh.
And at one point, she rolled down the window and asked if she could buy a small fry while she waited.
Uh-oh.
The employees stuck to their guns and said, nope.
Oh yeah.
We'll see you at breakfast.
That's so good.
Now I'm loving it.
I just see the drive-thru worker sitting there eating in front of her, too.
By 1:45, she asked if she could use a plastic cup or container because she needed to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Use the restroom.
She's like, I didn't think of this person.
Yeah, no.
The employees who were grossed out declined her request.
Yeah, they did.
I love these employees, man.
By 2 p.m., the woman drove off and never came back. The employees cheered and bonded over their successful standoff, and then went back to business and kept serving burgers.
Oh, man.
That is so good.
Oh, man, I love this story.
This next laser story is out of the friendly skies. We know that people will go really far to avoid extra airline fees.
Yeah.
I sat next to someone on Spirit Airlines who was wearing 30 layers to avoid paying the $20 fee to have a carry-on.
I believe that.
Yeah.
But I do too.
Maybe you actually can go too far. I say that because four guys in Kunming, China were flying home from a business trip recently, and they were taking about 66 pounds of oranges with them.
Mm. Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
A lot of oranges.
Yeah.
But the airline told them there was an extra fee for shipping the fruit, approximately $46, which was six times the amount they paid.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And all the guys thought that fee was too expensive, so instead of throwing them away, they stood there for about a half hour eating all of the oranges.
Did you say 66 pounds?
Yep, that's about 16 or 17 pounds per person.
Oh my gosh!
Well, look who's not getting scurvy, all right?
But their plan backfired when all of them wound up with mouth ulcers from eating all that acid.
Yeah, it would be raw. Your whole mouth.
Now one of them says, quote, "We never want to have an orange ever again." This next laser story is out of Stamford, Connecticut. A 37-year-old woman took her truck out to a Walmart parking lot during a big snowstorm recently, and the only logical thing to do, of course, was to gun the engine and rip some sweet donuts.
Yes! Spin those brownies! Woo! I love that.
You just went like so Idaho right now.
Oh my God.
No,
it's so fun.
Go to any Walmart in the country, and there will be somebody doing donuts outside there, I promise you. But while she was doing that, she lost control and her truck fell into the icy harbor next to the lot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, placement of your car is important.
The fire department had to rescue the woman and the guy who was in the truck with her.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
The recovery took about an hour as the truck slowly sank through the ice.
Oh, that's scary. So scary.
That is. Wow.
The guy was even totally submerged for 15 seconds before dive crews finally rescued him.
Holy cow.
Yikes.
He was taken to the hospital for treatment, but the woman refused. She told authorities she wanted to go into the Walmart and see if they had surveillance video of her super sick driving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she'd go viral with that video.
That's all she's thinking about.
Instead, she was charged with reckless operation.
Oh.
Good.
This next laser story is out of What's That Smell Central.
Ooh.
Remember last spring when we all discovered cooking?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
You can do that yourself.
Yeah. Wait,
whoa,
crazy.
I still haven't figured it out.
No. Well, make sure to check in the back of your fridge, because there might still be some of it in there.
Don't. Don't talk about dirty fridges, please. I already have PTSD from cleaning out our work fridge.
I have to mention this because the average person has 5 expired items stinking up their refrigerator right now, according to a new poll.
I think my Thanksgiving mashed potatoes are
shut up.
In my fridge.
Are you joking?
Well, the container's closed, Brooke.
Oh, that's disgusting.
They say moldy leftovers are the number one most common culprit.
Oh,
ooh, yeah. Yeah. You just throw them away, though. It's better than doing dishes.
The smelliest offenders also include broccoli, fish, and old fruit that's gone bad.
Oh,
yeah. I don't have
so
any
bad.
Of that.
Put black beans on that list.
Is it? Is
oh,
it
my God, you guys.
Oh, I thought you said put black beans on that and it's a salad that you eat. Broccoli, fish, and old fruit with beans on it? I've seen Brooke eat that.
Yeah, that is a salad you regularly eat.
And it's what I brought for lunch.
Yeah. Now, here's a few more stats from the study. 48% of us have thrown out an entire container of leftovers, including the Tupperware, because it was too gross to wash.
I did that last time I cleaned out my fridge.
It's what I just did when we cleaned out our office fridge, and I felt terrible about it. I was like, we're going to just throw this away, but I didn't know if it was salvageable, even. It was like the mold had eaten into the plastic. You can see the video right now at Brooke and Jeffrey Facebook page.
Go check it out. It takes an average of 5 weeks of something going bad in our fridge before we'll finally investigate the smell.
Mm.
And the last time the average person cleaned out their fridge was in early September.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds about right.
Yeah. It's been a while. Make sure to clean out your fridges. But I know this guy did not take that advice. He ate a moldy piece of lettuce, and now look at him.
Oh.
Thinks he's Superman.
Yeah.
Bro, you need a doctor, not a shoe.
Yeah.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time Wednesday.